The World Health Organization recommends exclusively breastfeeding babies until they are 6 months of age, and it says continued breastfeeding up to 2 years of age and beyond will greatly reduce child deaths caused by infection and malnutrition in developing countries. WHO estimates 3.5 million children die every year of malnutrition. It says up to 1.5 million children could be saved by increasing breastfeeding. Maria del Carmen Casanovas is a technical officer in WHO's Department for Nutrition for Health and Development. She tells VOA, mother's milk contains important nutrients, vitamins, and minerals that are found nowhere else, and these provide immunities against a host of infections and diseases.
Defending the baby against all the potential microbia that can affect him. So that's why the child will have less episodes of diarrhea, will have less episodes of respiratory infections, but that's also less likely to die because of common childhood illnesses, especially diarrhea and pneumonia.
The World Health Organization acknowledges that breastfeeding may not be appropriate in all cases. For instance, if a mother is HIV positive, she could transmit the disease to her baby through breastfeeding. But Dr. Casanova says WHO believes that in many places where HIV is prevalent, it still might be better for mothers to choose breastfeeding over formula milk.
If the mother is positive, that mother needs to take an individual decision. We cannot tell the mother there is not a one size fits all. According to the environment, the risk may be of the baby dying because of other illnesses, infectious diseases, might be a lot higher than the risk of becoming HIV positive and of dying because of the HIV.
For example, many developing countries do not have safe water, and mixing contaminated water with powdered formula is a common cause of death among infants. WHO says mother's milk is best everywhere in the world, in rich and poor countries alike. New studies show breastfeeding can protect children against chronic diseases later in life. Breastfed babies are at lower risk of getting high blood pressure, high cholesterol, of becoming obese, and of developing type 2 diabetes. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.